Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Welcome back to episode number 34 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is Psalm 119, the A to Z of God's Word. I love God's Word, and I count it a privilege to teach and to share it with all who will listen. It's the source of my communication with my Heavenly Father. He reveals himself to me. He guides, directs, comforts, and inspires me through his word. He teaches me who I really am and how to live abundantly as I trust him and walk by faith daily, obeying his word. His precious word is my very breath and the very life flowing through my veins. It's my meditation day and night, and it's a sure anchor for my soul. You know, I could go on and on regarding how precious God's word is to me, but I want to take a few minutes today to share some of Psalm 119 with you and to encourage your heart. It is a psalm that is dedicated to the praise of God's word. And since God's word is our topic for this month, I felt that Psalm 119 should be shared. Psalm 119 is the longest psalm and the longest chapter in the Bible. There are 176 verses. When you get a chance, look at Psalm 119. And you'll see how God divided Psalm 119 into 22 sections matching the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Psalm 119, then, is really like an acrostic of the Hebrew alphabet. The first line of every verse in the first 8 verses begins with the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and then the next 8 with the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and then so on until the entire alphabet is covered. So there's 8 lines per letter, therefore 8 verses times 22 letters in the alphabet, the Hebrew alphabet, and that equals that 176 verses. I think that's something to see how God laid that out. Now, in our English Bibles, the word supplied on top of each section or stanza or 8 verses is the name of the Hebrew letter. Go check it out yourself. You can say then that Psalm 119 in Hebrew is the A to Z of God's word. Take a look again when you get a chance. Now, this seems to be telling us that no matter what happens in our lives, from A to Z, obeying God's word leads us to victory. This seems to show us the importance and the priority of the word of God and how it should have a strong effect, a strong involvement in our lives. The author of this psalm is unknown, and although many believe it could be David, we don't know for sure. But the psalmist is a person who has known great trouble in their lives, because throughout the psalm, they mention problems and situations that they have encountered in life. But what we find out from the psalmist, it should be the same response in our life, and that in every situation, this psalmist turned to the word of God. And we too, we face many challenges, and we should show the same response in turning to God's word for being the source of our strength, our comfort, our joy, our hope, salvation, and guidance. So throughout the affliction that the psalmist is experiencing, he clings to the scriptures and its truth, and his love for the word of God and his dedication to remember it and to live by it is the theme that is repeated over and over in Psalm 119. Now I want to share some of these passages with you and pray that they will bless and inspire you as you identify with the psalmist. When you look at the entire psalm, you will see that all but possibly maybe four verses in this longest psalm contain some description of the word of God. Even when I share some passages with you, notice words such as testimonies, law, promise, decrees, precepts, statutes, commands, commandments, judgments, word, ways, ordinances. All of these are used in place of actually saying God's word. They are words that are used that are in a reflection of and a reference to God's word. So may you be blessed now by the reading of his precious word. I've shared some things in regards to Psalm 119. Now I would like to share some of the actual verses. And I will use different translations in my podcast depending on what I'm trying to share with you since I have a global audience. But what I will read now to you will come from the NIV. May you be blessed. Blessed are they whose ways are blameless, and who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commandments. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. Though rulers sit together and slander me, your servant will meditate on your decrees. Your statutes are my delights. They are my counselors. Let me understand the teaching of your precepts. Then I will meditate on your wonders. My soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Keep me from deceitful ways. Be gracious to me through your law. I have chosen the way of truth. I have set my heart on your laws. Remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. My comfort in my suffering is this. Your promise preserves my life. I remember your ancient laws, O Lord, and I find comfort in them. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word. You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees. Though the arrogant have smeared me with lies, I keep your precepts with all my heart. It is good for me to be afflicted, so that I might learn your decrees. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. May your unfailing love be my comfort, according to your promise to your servant. Let your compassion come to me, that I may live, for your law is my delight. All your commands are trustworthy. Help me, for men persecute me without cause. They almost wiped me from the earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth, and it endures. Your laws endure to this day, for all things serve you. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. Save me, for I am yours. I have sought out your precepts. The wicked are waiting to destroy me, but I will ponder your statutes. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I hate every wrong path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word. Sustain me according to your promise, and I will live. Do not let my hopes be dashed. Uphold me, and I will be delivered. I will always have regard for your decrees. Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. I obey your precepts and your statutes, for all my ways are known to you. May my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your promise. May my lips overflow with praise, for you teach me your decrees. May my tongue sing of your word, for all your commands are righteous. May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. I pray that sharing Psalm 119 has been a blessing to you and a reminder to cherish the scriptures because they are the very words of God. Join us next week as we discuss what it takes to receive the Word of God for ourselves. And in the meantime, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.